With Putin, we knew that going in. Those were the tangible things he had to announce. I think when it comes to what he talked about regarding ISIS, number one, we're clearly, it's not happening next week. It's not happening a week after. We do know that the UN General Assembly, the world leaders are all gathering in New York City, as you know, Brian, in a couple of weeks. That appears to be the next most important step in regards to preparing a coalition to go after ISIS. But I think his wording, you know, his words have been parsed a lot lately when it comes to how he's viewed the ISIS threat. And he said unequivocally, degrade and ultimately destroy. You didn't hear that extra phrase that he put in a couple days ago, and eventually manage them down. He's not saying that anymore. That's words, Brian, I go back. That's the words that were used to describe Al-Qaeda. We had a war against Al-Qaeda for a decade. It sounds like this is a president, although a very reluctant warrior, who's trying to prepare the country for a new type of war and a new enemy, and its name is ISIS.
Indeed, the president described ISIS as a savage organization, and he described NATO as unanimous. President mentioned his flight back. He leaves straight away for Andrews Air Force Base in Washington. And when he comes back Sunday morning, the inaugural Meet the Press, as moderated by Chuck Todd, he will sit down for an exclusive interview with Chuck Todd. He will be among the guests this Sunday on Meet the Press on all of these NBC stations. We'll have a complete wrap-up of all of this tonight, of course, on NBC Nightly News.